upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime. Didn't you? People called, say beware, doll. You found a fool, you thought they were all just kidding you. You used to.
Welcome, my friends, welcome back.
Well, here I am again. Everything's okay with Mike. He's just had a long drive, and he's beat, so he wanted me to
fill in tonight. And rather than have a rebroadcast, so welcome. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer again, sitting in for Mike Herzog on The American Awakening. You are listening to the RBN Network. Don't forget that, folks. This stuff that John Stantmiller has to go to, it's not free. He's got to have, you know, internet presence, he's got to have the phone service, he's got to get advertisers. This stuff takes money. Please support the network. Because you're going to hear stuff you hear you're not going to hear anywhere else. All right? And, I mean, I really wish that I wasn't the only one, because I think the word would spread farther and quicker. Some of the other, and I'm not talking about on this network, I'm talking about some of the other big fish in the truth media movement. I'm just not hearing, the real talk, and I'm hearing this pimping of Trump. That's just not appropriate, as Tillerson's allowing more refugees to come in now. I heard one of the other analysts say, oh, geez, Tillerson was, we don't know what happened to him. He was okay when he first started out. Oh, right. Yeah, he just changed magically all of a sudden. He was okay when he went up in front of the Senate subcommittee for his confirmation and used the word global world order three times in 2 minutes. but that's okay. No, but it's Trump. But Trump's a patriot. It's going to work out. Everything's for real. God, no, it's okay, but it's okay. Ignore that. The zebra's going to change his stripes, and all of a sudden, you're going to, oh, geez, something happened. Wow, Tillerson was a great... Right, he wasn't a globalist when he was the president of Exxon, one of the largest monopolies in the world. He was perfectly comfortable, as long as the attorney prostitutes in D.C. rubber-stamped and okayed it, to take charge of one of the great biggest monopolies in the world, Exxon, merging with Mobil. And now they call it Exxon. And Mr. Giant Big Oil Man of the conglomerate from hell comes in. And he was okay at first, though, but now he's something went wrong. I don't know what happened. Is he getting glad? Did he get threatened? No. Dingleberries, listen, y'all. He was a globalist from the beginning. He is a globalist now, and he will be a globalist forevermore. Rex Tillerson, the big oil man, who just all of a sudden magically just whooped you up. I guess something happened in the past few months. He was great. He was a great globalist 6 months ago, and now he's not. Oh, please. Once again, this whole America great thing, it didn't say America free. Didn't say let's make America return to sovereignty. Didn't say let's return liberty. It said let's make America great again. That means powerful. That means a war machine. That means Caesar's empire with the good guys at the helm. The good Masons versus the bad Masons. Oh, and I'm still hearing it. You know, nobody will... let's just face the music. The Masons are the thread that binds. They're the oldest cult in the world. It emanated out of the early ancient Judeo culture, and it's metastasizing to something incredibly evil. I don't care if the useful idiots at the bottom think they're doing good work or not. Just like the Catholic Church. Oh, sure, there's some delusional people walking around thinking it's about Christ, and this is, wow, it's okay. The people at the top of your religion called Catholic have nothing to do with Christ. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. And I can prove it just by the statements of Pimp Francis in Rome. With that, I'd like to welcome callers 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. You know who your local Vatican outpost manager is at your local level in your county? They call it a diocese. But in your county, it's the Vicar General. And it'll say, go online. If you live in Boston, type in Vicar General of Boston. Diocese of Tampa, Vicar General, Bob Morris. Diocese of Salt Lake City, Colin Berkemshaw. Diocese of Nevada, Las Vegas area, by Robert Stokic. These guys are real. They have real names. They manage the courts from behind the scenes. As well as being Vicar General, it'll also say in their little bio online at the diocese website, it'll say moderator of the Curia. Huh, anybody curious what the Curia is? C-U-R-I-A. The Curia. Well, let's hear from the Vatican.va. And a quote, an exercising supreme, full, and immediate power in the Universal Church, the Roman pontiff makes use of the departments of the Roman Curia. And how curious that when you go online and find out who your vicar general is, that he's also moderator of the Curia, which is basically the families that left ancient Rome when the Alaric and the Goths sacked the city, and Rome in its decadent, sodomite, indulgent, pig off the wall, crazy, go to the stadium and scream at gladiators just like we do today at football and baseball. Sorry to your sports fans out there, but man, we got bigger fish to fry than going to the game. You got it? I mean, if it's part of your job, okay, great. You get some money and donate it to RBN. Turn something crappy and worthless and waste of time into something good. Let me read that again. This is from the Vatican.va. Quote, in exercising supreme, full, and immediate power. Notice how they had to give you the whole full gamut there. Supreme, full, and immediate power in the Universal Church? Sounds like they're on a power trip to me. The Roman pontiff, it doesn't say the man of Christ and the freedom scream or anything. It says the Roman pontiff makes use of the departments of the Roman Curia. How about this one, CatholicPages.com? The Roman Curia is the ensemble of the dicasteries and bodies that assist the Pope in exercise of his supreme pastoral office for the good and in service of the Church. Oh boy, knowing that they're the largest landowner in the world, the biggest bank in the world, the largest holder of the multinational corporations, they have their own intelligence agency. What do you think they're doing? And it's its own country sitting in the middle of Italy. And what are they doing exercising any kind of control? And I watched the surrogate courts in upstate New York send everything to Vicar General, Reverend Joseph Hart in Rochester. And we have a judicial vicar here too, because we're blessed with quite a wealthy, at least formerly wealthy economy because of Kodak and Xerox and all the old money that was invested in hardworking people that did their life at Kodak or Xerox. They got stock, they got invested, they maybe bought some more, and they did real well in the early days with Kodak and Xerox. The wealthier communities get a judicial vicar, too. Here it's Louis Sirianni. And don't tell me he's only paying attention to the Church. I had a guy call me and say, hey, Eric, my Social Security settlement's been 6 years, and the court just approved it, and I finally got approved by the witch's court on my money. I'm about to get my 50 grand. He said, but I can't get my money. They appointed a payee. And I just started saying to myself, oh, don't tell me. And sure enough, it was Catholic Family Center that got his Social Security settlement because, of course, you can't give a disabled person their disability money. You got to give it to somebody else in the Vicar General's office to then decide if they're going to give it to the person who really needs it. And he needed it. I saw the paperwork from the hospital. He had 17 documented disabilities from the doctor from an accident. And the Vicar General took his money through the courts. It wasn't even the witch's court. The witch's court said, sure. Well, it was the witch's court that's the problem because the a-hole is sitting in the witch's robe, decided he was going to give Bobby's money to the vicar. No joke. I said, okay, call Louis Sirianni, 328-4210. I got his number memorized. It was so pervasive, his influence over the court, and how many times we have to put pressure on these men, always men, never a woman, and to do the right thing and loosen up with this guy's Social Security settlement. What are they doing giving that to the Vicar General? Of course you know what they're doing. They're bowing to the power, which is the Vatican. You're not going to hear this on InfoWars. Oh, no. They're going to lick the Catholic boots and say, well, I'm not against Catholics because, you know, there's something good. Listen, y'all are being really stupid, useful idiots if you have anything to do with the Catholic Church. It has nothing to do with Christ. So if you want to have nothing to do with Christ, go ahead, shack up with Pimp Francis in Rome and his largest pedophile network in the world, the Catholic Pharisee Priesthood. Anybody like to call in? 800-313-9443. I thought that was very interesting. The judicial vicar in the Bundy case, who's presiding over the witch's court and the private prison industry. Oh, by the way, the Vatican owns the controlling interest in all the major insurance companies. And you heard the list here on this broadcast last night, if you were listening. You heard the list, the dreaded list that nobody wants me to read, the list that's keeping me from being called back on many a big talk show because nobody wants to hear the list. The list of corporate whores that own the private prison facility that's torturing the Bundys, and how many insurance companies run by the Vatican were in that list. Oh, let's see. Let's just see if I can pop up a few. I'm not sure if I circled them all. We had Prudential, insurance. We had, I know Northwestern was in here. We had manufacturers. We also had Metropolitan Life with the cute little Snoopy commercial. That part of the network that's invested in the torture of patriots, including the Bundys and many other people as we speak. Of course, there's MetLife. Yeah, of course, we had the banks. I mean, you can't get J.P. Morgan, Bank of Montreal, Swiss National, Citibank, M&T Bank, Citizens Bank, Barclays, on and on. Societe Generale, Commercia Bank. I mean, Swiss, Canadians, Japanese, Monosumo Mitsui Holdings, Sumitomo Mitsui, Yabodoha. Okay, you got the Japanese got a piece of the torture, too. And, of course, the Germans. Yeah, Deutsche Bank owns a big chunk of the private prison facility that's torturing the Bundys tonight. They haven't been on trial yet. They haven't been found guilty of anything. And the idiots at the private prison facility think they're guilty so they can abuse these guys. Well, if you hadn't have done something wrong, you wouldn't be here. Are you kidding me? Most of the people that are locked up right now specifically have done nothing wrong except defend the witches, the Nazis, the Vickers, and the Masons. We'll get into the Masons later. Maybe I'll do the Masonic murder of William Morgan in upstate New York in the 1800s, which gave rise to the Anti-Masonic Party, which was the largest, most powerful, and the only true third political party ever to rise up in this country, was specifically devoted to destroying, removing, getting rid of, sending to prison and the gallows every freaking stinking Mason that thinks they're doing good work, and they do nothing but belong to a cult. At the bottom, it's useful idiots who think that they're doing something cool by being with the new club, loyal to international organizations. At the mid-level, they're murderers and thieves. And at the highest level, they're Satanists and Luciferians. Sorry to break the news to you all, but that's the way it is. It's not my fault, okay? So, I mean, they decided they're going to go down that route, just like the pimp in Rome decided he was going to. And by the way, I love this use of the word, the Roman pontiff. Interesting. Does anybody want to take a stab at a little trivia question here? When was the first pope initiated? Let's just say that. And he was self-initiated. I'm sure there was a lot of Masons there at that meeting that supported his initiation. But it was basically a dictator that put himself in charge. And I'm going to get to my chronology of Roman history here and make sure I'm right on the money. So, all right, folks, just take a guess and just speak it up to the Lord. When do you think there was the first pope? You would think it would have to be, if it was a Christian enterprise, the Catholic Church, you would think the first pope would have to be after the birth of Jesus, right? Because the whole thing's based around the Christian religion, isn't it? The Catholic Church is about Christ, and it's about God's mouth on earth, and all these cult members who are a member of a giant bank and a giant power structure and religious drag, and that's how they run the world so easily. People are so afraid. Oh, I don't want to be Catholic bashing. I wouldn't want to. Well, let's just say it like it is. It's not a religion. I mean, it is, but it's not a religion of anything to do with Jesus. So you would think that it would have to be after Jesus, after the birth of Christ, that you would think the church would spring up and then they'd have their first pope, right? Wrong. First pope. Does anybody know who the first pontiff? Okay, now they use the word in their own website, Roman Pontiff. So let's go back to the Roman Pontiff. And if we go back in history, we've got to go way, way, way back, even before the birth of Jesus, to find the first pope. Anybody care to take a stab at what his name is? The first pope was named Octavian. Now, he changed his name in good Masonic order to Augustus. Why did they do that? Barry Sotero changed his name to Barack Obama. President Gerald Ford's real name was Leslie Keene. The guy who founded the Jesuits changed his name. His name's not Loyola. Oh, God, what is his name? I'll look it up here in my dictionary in a second. They're constantly, whenever you see the name change, that's the Masons. They're big on the name changes. So Octavian changes his name to Augustus and appoints himself Pontifex Maximus. That's the pontiff, P-O-N-T-I-F-E-X, Pontifex Maximus. That's the Roman word, that's the Latin word for pope. and that was in the year 12 B.C. Augustus, formerly Octavian, becomes Pontifex Maximus, head of the state religion. That's historical record. Head of the state religion. Conveniently 12 years before Jesus was born. Very interestingly, 6 years after Jesus was born, Rome annexed Judea. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they installed their own pontiff, head of the, making the religion not a Christian thing, but a state thing, and then annexing the area where Jesus was born? They knew. They saw the prophecies. They knew what was coming. And 3 years after that, in the year 9 AD, three legions were destroyed in Germany, and that was about the beginning of the end for the Roman Empire, because after that, it went into a massive power struggle, and you had factions fighting each other. You know, they had to build Hadrian's Wall in Scotland. That wasn't built by the Scots to keep the Romans out. That was built by the Romans to keep the Scots from coming down and smashing their brains in. Sorry to be so blunt. And very interestingly, in the year 212 AD, all free men of the empire became citizens. So what does that mean? All free men of the empire became citizens. What's the difference? Why is a free man the opposite of a citizen? Very simple, because a citizen is a subject. A citizen is subject to conceding that they're more or less a slave. A subject, to put it nicely. But you're either free or you're a citizen. You're not a citizen, and is still a free man or a free woman. Get that straight. That's why the word sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. The word sovereign means independent and free, and the word citizen means a subject. The police are so stupid, they'll say, are you part of the sovereign citizen movement? I mean, they're that dumb. They don't even know the words that they're using. Okay, but we do. And we're going to get it here on the RBN network. So please support the network. Support John Stadtmiller, what he does here. Got a lot of balls letting me come back on, I'll tell you that. Because I'm not afraid to talk about the Vickers and the Masons. So, another very interesting fact, in the year 284 AD in Rome, Diocletian and Maximian become co-emperors, and the empire is divided into 12 dioceses. That's exactly the word that you're going to want to look up when you find out who your local vicar general is, or your judicial vicar. They're the hands-on managers for the Vatican, over your local courts, and your the bar, which is what the attorneys are all members of. And, of course, you guys and more girls passing all the laws are all bar members. So you have people, a member of the same club, the bar, which is not loyal. All of them have an esquire next to their name. That's an English title. That's a title of nobility from a foreign nation. They're committing treason. They're passing laws. They're taking a loyalty to a foreign power. They're coming home, back home here, so to speak, to roost with their loyalties to somewhere else, and then passing statutes that will only benefit the loyalties to the club, the loyalties to the bar, the loyalties to the club, the Masons, the Rotary, the Lions, whatever, they're all spin-offs of the Freemasons. They can't use one organization and suck everybody in. In case somebody gets hip like us, you know, they got to set up all these other little spin-off groups. So bottom line, people, stay away from the gangs, the clubs, the cults, and all this other garbage. Join up with some good liberty-loving Americans and form yourself a courtroom observers network where you can all go to court together. Put pressure on the witch's court there. They see 50 or 100 people show up for a case. That moves them big time. They don't like, and the thing the vicars like, the vicars are told by their pimps in Rome, listen, you're going to manage, just make sure things go smoothly, okay? Just make sure everything goes smoothly. Keep that tax money flowing on private property. Keep the titles to people's land locked up in the county clerk's office, so if they can't afford to pay rent to the corrupt pigs in the government on property that they own already, oh, you could go in and steal their house. Just make sure business goes smoothly. Keep sucking people in. Oh, by the way, when in this big estate, multi-million-dollar estate gets thrown into the surrogate court, administrative court, make sure you appoint the vicar general over that estate through one of the public administrators. We'll be right back. I hear the music. You're listening to The American Awakening. Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. See you in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the American Awakening. Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is much more hardcore than the others, guys. I'm just going to put it that way. Let's just cut right to the chase. You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. What you're seeing goes all the way back to Rome. The Curia were the families that left Rome after the city got sacked. They morphed and became connected and interbred with the landlords and the robber barons of Europe at the time. They used the wealth that they plundered from Rome, from their people over those hundreds of years, 500 years or so, 600-700 years that Rome was up and running. And they took all that and they became the modern royal families and the modern paper holders and the backers of everything in the banking establishment, the multinational corporations, the media, the universities. Everything's pretty unified. They got a good stranglehold on everything. They have layers of complexity that try to confuse us into, you know, seeing what's really there and what's not. But the power structure is pretty simple. It comes out of Rome. It comes out of the Rothschild banking establishment. It seems to me that the Rothschilds have been given the economic power, the power to print the money, the power over the nation's economies, the nations of the world. The Vatican has the witch's court, and the Vatican has the intelligence agency supremacy. The heads of all the intelligence agencies, like the MI6, Mossad, CIA, they're all Jesuits. Look at Leon Panetta. He was a nobody. Leon Pinocchio, come out of nowhere, a complete brain-dead moron, but he licked enough boots and was able to cut enough deals with scumbags that he got head of the Senate, head of Senate Subcommittee on Intelligence, which is extremely powerful. Then he became the Secretary of Defense, and then the head of the CIA as well. Of course, they got a double dip so they can get multiple pensions, invested in Corrections Corporation of America, the private prison facility that's torturing the Bundys as we speak. So, very interesting. Back to the 280 AD in Rome, when the co-emperors Maximian and Diocletian divided the empire into 12 dioceses, very much identical to what they've done with the FEMA regions in this country, and very much, almost exactly, this carbon copy in Connecticut, where they divided, they got rid of counties. Did you know there's no more county sheriffs in Connecticut? You only have local and state police, and that's it. And police have no authority in a free republic, only the sheriff. The sheriff, according to LegalDictionary.com, the chief peace officer in a county or subdivision. That's, quote, the chief peace officer in a county or subdivision. It doesn't say the chief except when the state comes in and, oh, he's only the chief until the black guys dressed like idiots in black sunglasses and black suits driving black cars working for Satan can come in. Oh, then it's different. No, he's the chief peace officer. If the sheriff doesn't sign off, it doesn't happen. And a lot of sheriffs have stood up to the feds around the country. I think the 10th Amendment Center has good examples of that. But not enough. I mean, not nearly enough. It happens. It happens rarely. But this is why you have to support your sheriff, get to know your sheriff, get on a first-name basis with him, call, send an email. They'll talk with you. I've talked to a bunch of sheriffs. Some of them are very nice. I had a sheriff of an upstate New York, major upstate New York border county, basically affirmed by sending an email to, he said, everybody, so I assume that meant his entire email list, which is pretty much every cop in upstate New York, state, local, DHS, to affirm my right to video, because I was videoing something in public, and someone didn't like it, called the cops. The cops hassled me, but didn't do anything. And I called the sheriff and said, you know, this is going to happen again, because if it's a public event or a public happening or a public occurrence on a public road or in a public venue, I'm not spying on anybody. I'm not out in the bushes, the zoom lens, taking pictures of people coming out of the house at 8 in the morning in their bathrobe. I'm taking pictures of people out that it might be doing something really sketchy. In this case, it was a woman going 70 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone where a bunch of animals had already gotten hit. And it was just a matter before one of the kids got hit, not mine, but the neighbor's. And and normally I'm a live and let live type of guy. You know, there shouldn't be much, I shouldn't be giving out tickets for 45 and a 35. But if you're doing something that's extremely dangerous, you know, and so I didn't call the cops. I'm not going to be a cop caller. We're not going to go there. I just filmed it. I said, okay, great. So if anything, we'll give her a chance. And I made sure she saw me filming her driving down the road. And passed me on a double yellow line around a blind corner. It was just driving insane. I said, this woman has to work for the government. Must. So I made it. So I kind of pulled up behind her. Well, we got the music. I'll finish the video story of videoing the crazy woman driver and then where we went from there. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the American Awakening. Thanks for listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why don't you make a donation? If it's $5 a week, I think you all can afford that, and it will keep this operation up and running real well. So discipline yourself to make that donation. Set the bar low. Don't have to shoot for $100 if you can't afford it. If you can, great. But start out at $20 a month, but make it steady, and that way you'll keep us up and running.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us on the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike. Mike's fine. Everything's okay and cool with Mike. He's just had a long drive, and he asked me to sit in rather than do a rebroadcast. So that's pretty cool. We get something at least, you know, fresh here, hopefully. I know I'm revisiting a few things of, you know, when I was previously, you know, broadcasting, and so this is a repeat for some people. You know, indulge me. I know there's some new listeners out there, and I kind of wanted to revisit the Roman history because it's still... It's not history. It's what's going on today. The power structure out of Rome, which is the Curia, never left. They still got it online as the Pope exercising his supreme and total and full control and power over the universal church, over the entire universe. And very interesting in the year when I was going back to my Roman history here, where, you know, I see the empire is divided into 12 dioceses, just like they divided the U.S. into FEMA regions. I see all free men of the empire became citizens. Well, there's your 14th Amendment. That's what happened in 71? I think 71 was the court cases that affirmed it. But 1868 to 1872, when the 14th Amendment was passed, the court cases under Harlan came into the court, the Mason. Look at Harlan's picture with his hand stuffed inside his witch's cape. That's the hidden hand. That's the sign that all the Jesuit Masons make when they want to laugh at us in public and show that they're part of a cult. And they can do these little funky hand signals right out in plain sight. And take a look. You'll see if you ever look at Justice Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N. Look at his official picture. It's probably, if you just type it in your search engine, it'd come up on a early in the search. There'll be a picture of it. It's a famous picture. And he's sitting there, and it's suspiciously, his right hand, I think it was stuffed all the way up to the wrist inside his cape, and he's got this smirk on his face. And it's called the hidden hand. That's another story for another day. But let me get back to the Roman history. So free men becoming citizens. It's just like what happened here after the Civil War. They had this ruse, this scam, a total sham that, you know, they were going to free the blacks and make everybody a citizen. Well, what they basically did was made everybody a subject. they took the slave class and the free class, so to speak. They merged them together as subjects, just as you would have under the crown. And that's what a citizen is. A citizen is not a free man. Once again, in Rome, in 212 A.D., all free men of the empire became citizens. So there's a transition there. Free is not citizen. A citizen is not free. They're mutually exclusive. One is the opposite of the other. Important that we don't give the enemy the language. Everybody, all want to know, are you a citizen? What's your citizenship? Where's your citizen? They ask you at the border. They ask you when you sign up for, you know, fill in the box. What's your citizenship? You're a citizen if you want to choose to be a citizen of the state you live in, or American national is the best bet. And rather than United States, which is the corporation, and once you start filling in too many pieces of paperwork with yourself as a corporate citizen, they're going to say, "Hey, you conceded to all this. You chose this route." But it's really not fair to make that claim, because the education system is dumbing down everybody. And nobody has this knowledge out of the media or out of the schools, which is where we get most of our stuff from. Thank God for the internet presence. There's some truth out there. But this knowledge is not imparted on us by the educators. So it's not fair for them to say, well, you know, you didn't know that the citizen... Well, no, we were assuming our government serves us and it's with citizen, or we're not nitpicking. Oh, no, but they are. They're specifically... It's all about trickery, loopholes for them, and traps for us. That's why if you're doing paperwork in the courts, you know, you can file your own paperwork, simple documents, keep it simple. A page or two is, and maybe a couple attachments with the law printed out if they're violating it, like the judges in upstate New York and the troopers, who are required to have an oath and a bond filed, which is an insurance policy, filed with the county clerk within 30 days after they're sworn in for their duty. And none of them have it. We just had a judge recuse himself in a case because we challenged him on the fact that his oath expired in 2015, I believe it was. 2 years ago it had expired. So he was operating as a private individual, and the statute actually says the position is vacant. It's called creation of vacancy. It's in section 30.1.H of the New York State Public Officers Law. And if you dig deep, you find statutory law that says failure to carry an oath and bond where one is required by law is a misdemeanor punishable by fines or imprisonment. So all these public prostitutes should be sitting in jail right now, yet they're rounding up all of us, everybody else, and of course everything's upside down because look who they work for. They work for very evil entities. So I thought very interesting that free men of the empire became citizens, 14th Amendment. That's, you know, parallels our 14th Amendment, 1870. Empire divided into 12 dioceses. Sounds like FEMA regions to me. Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D. made Christianity the religion of the empire. Notice how it didn't say made the empire, you know, serve Christianity, make this the empire of Christianity. It made Christianity the religion of the empire. That means it turned it into a state religion. That's why you got your first pontiff in the year 12 A.D. They set this up 200 years before that. By the Council of Nicaea, Jesus had been born, raised from the dead, and at the Council of Nicaea, the state adopted Christianity as their... And at that point, I mean, from there on in, you're going to see the power of the state using religion, because it knows if it just dresses itself up in religious garb and makes a few
statements and platitudes that they're with the Lord, and you know they might be against abortion, or you know at least say they are. Whether the church has done enough to stop it, I mean, really, they seem to. Very interesting. What is it called? The I might have to refer to my text here, but it was the 1933, I think, agreement between the Adolf Hitler and the Vatican, and it was called the Concordance. I think the Concordat. I think it was called. I'm doing this from memory. I just don't have this one burned into my memory file yet because I was just researching it recently. But I think it's called the Concordat. Concordat of 1933, and I'm going to try to pull it up on my text here, so if I lose you, Mike, I'll go to a commercial and call me back, but I believe it's called the Concordat of 1933, I might have the year wrong, so anybody call me, correct me. You should read this thing. I mean, it's, article after article after amendment after stipulation after legalese, setting up the entire thing where the church would be in bed with Rome and how they were going to tax the members of the church and how certain clergymen would be treated independently and specially by the Third Reich and all this garbage. Oh, it was ungodly, unbelievable. I mean, it wasn't just a simple couple of pages trying to make a peace, you know, keep ride the fence, so to speak, and just keep in good with the Germans. I mean, this was establishing the Vatican as the religion of the Third Reich. Read it yourself and find out. I believe it's the Concordat of 1933. And thanks to, I think, Jody for sending me that. And it was very interesting reading. And it, you could tell this was, they put a lot of thought into, this was a complete plan. I mean, it was, as seemed to be almost like as long as our Constitution for, you know, the Constitution for the United States of America. It was long, and it had article after article and establishing all these agreements between Hitler and the... Oh, it was unreal, and they never used Hitler's name. They called it, I forget whether they used the term the Reich or the state, but they were really trying to dance around saying that, you know, but they were cutting this deal with Germany, with Adolf Hitler at the helm, and setting it all up so the church had nothing to do with, you know, the right side of World War II. They were obviously on the side of the Axis, or the Germans and their crew. So, and I know World War II is a complex thing, but, you know, a lot of it was just very overt, you know, simple. But it's all being run out of the royal families and the Vatican. If I get out back on the broadcast, let's see, sometime next week, I'll pull back out the letters of Joe Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's father, that talk about. And I don't think I ever did this when I was broadcasting previously, so this will be fresh. It's a letter talking about how Scotland Yard showed up at the Ambassador Kennedy's office to discuss spies that were intimately related with one of the Royal Societies, you know, right there in London, you know, where it was the Germans working with the royal family. And very interesting letter, and I'll get to that some other time. If anybody wants to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to The American Awakening. I am Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us tonight. So, church and state have melded into one. One uses the other conveniently. The church uses the power of the state for enforcement authority, and the state uses its religious arm, like anything with two arms or two legs, or this one has many more tentacles. But, you know, they're going to complement each other and work in unison, and the power of the state uses the religion to get away with it, to say, oh, no, what are you doing criticizing Catholics? What are you doing criticizing Jews? What are you doing this, that? And I don't criticize anybody for worship. Go ahead, do your thing. But don't be installing your vicar generals in my diocese and then having the witch's court appoint everything, including the kitchen sink, to Mr. Vicar's entities and agencies. I watched it happen. I go to the courts and observe. I've been in there. I've seen it happen. I get a lot of calls from people because they hear I kind of do. And you wouldn't believe it. It's just ungodly what's going on. The vicar general, the judicial vicar, and the bishop has way more power than your local congressman or senator or judge. And that's the way the power structure is, because all the largest banks in the world have foreclosed on the United States in 1929 and 33. They believe they're in charge now, and everybody in the systems told that that's how it is, and you'll get paid real well if you don't rock the boat. So do you sell your soul for greed? And a lot of people answer yes, and they have. So very unfortunate. But we hope people in the system will leave. Because you really can't serve the evil master. We discussed this yesterday. People spent that work for the government in how many ungodly different states? I mean, the list was, I couldn't believe it. California, New York, Ohio, Kentucky, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Texas, Florida. It went on and on. Colorado. And when you're invested in making money on the system that's torturing the Bundys as we speak, you can't really say, well, it's okay, I'm just kind of in this for the, you're serving the devil and you're making money from the devil. So I encourage everybody in the system to make a plan to wrap it up and get the hell out, because join the freedom movement, because selling your soul out of greed and destroying this formerly decent, at least somewhat free and somewhat flexible place to live, it's just becoming, now we're under communist occupation. I mean, completely and totally. We've gone under long ago. This is a globalist entity, and it's up to us to kind of restore it, put it back on its feet as much as best we can. And the answer is local. Buy local, fix local. You're not going to be able to parachute into the Rothschild banking facility in Luxembourg and take it back with that. But you can pull the rug out from underneath by taking back your local legislators and going to courts in large numbers to protest, the unlawful treatment. The Admiralty Court, which is treating everybody as if they're on the sea and they're a conscript in the Army or the Navy. That's how you're treated. Don't tell me otherwise. Anybody who's been in the court knows that's how you're treated. You're treated as if you're in a military unit and you're being punished preemptively. You're automatically presumed guilty until, it's always a tribunal. They're running trials with no juries and calling them bench trials. That's extremely unlawful. I don't care what the legislator says. You can't legalize the unlawful and run as, if it's less than a year of jail time or if it's less than 6 months, then you can, we're just going to give you a bench trial. That doesn't cut it. And they're trying to force that upon people. They're doing it all over the country. And that's evil. That's a complete violation of a fundamental God-given right to at least have your peers decide, a group of people, a neutral group of people, not a stacked deck like they had in the Shane Bennett case with all these people who had troopers in their family and were paralegals. There was all kinds of, they were all in the system. There wasn't one business owner or independent-minded person or a farmer. They all had a connection to the system, the entire jury pool. And so it was easy for them to get a jury of stupid idiots who just lick the boots and do whatever the government will tell them to do. And the judge intimidates people and he commits jury tampering, and we hope that everybody will exercise jury nullification. And that's when the jury says, the jury doesn't have to say anything. It can just say guilty or not guilty, and there's no explanation whatsoever. You're under no obligation to explain anything if you're on a jury. You make your verdict based on your conscience, and if your conscience says the law stinks, then it's not guilty. Whether the person broke the statute or not, it doesn't matter. And we have a good flyer on that you can print out. If people want, one of the best activist things you can do, folks, don't complain unless you're willing to do something, and it's real simple. Go down to your local courthouse at 8:30 or so in the morning, just before the doors open, on jury selection day. Just call down there and find out, when's jury selection day? They'll tell you what day of the week it is. You go down there, and just before the doors open, there'll be a line forming out front. You just hand out the flyer on jury nullification so people know that they are allowed to. Because the court will try to intimidate them. The court witch will say, you must only interpret the law the way I give it to you. And you must not exercise jury nullification, and you can only do this or that. That's baloney. If the law stinks, the jury can say not guilty even if they broke the law, technically. Because they're not laws, they're statutes. They're fake, bogus, made-up statutes that come out of attorneys in state capitals and county legislators. So, and that's the way it goes. So, a really good activism solution. A lot of complaining going on tonight, I know. Well, I've been bringing you history as well. But the solution is to the complaint is get out and pass out jury nullification flyers. And then go down to your, you know, that would be at the Supreme Court in your county courthouse, so to speak, which is a little larger. That's where the jury trials are. And then I would also recommend going to your town courthouse. If it's one of these suburban northeast towns, I don't know how it is in the rest of the country right now, but man, court is packed and busy. It's hopping. They're doing a booming business. We'll talk more about it after the break. I hear some music. So we'll talk about the booming business at the local courts and how everybody should get their rear end out there with jury nullification flyers. Pass them out to all those people getting abused by the local witches court for stupid minor idiot code violations that are outstanding. We'll be right back on the American Awakening. You are listening to the Free Support of the Public Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Mike, who's on the road and right now and traveling. So he'll be back probably Monday. So hopefully he'll continue to allow me to sit in. You know, so I was just talking about getting jury nullification solutions, and if anybody has any call in, if they're, you know, within reason. But I think the most effective thing is to wake up people in your community to let them know that they're the final arbiter. They got the final say. If they're on a jury, they can vote their conscience and with a clear conscience and send somebody home not guilty, even if they technically broke the statute. And if people go to courtroomwatch.com, you can find out, you'll see the flyer. It'll say jury nullification flyer. It should be in a file that you can print out. You can download and print out very easily. So hopefully people will do that as a solution. You know, we all got to do something. I'm about activism, of course. You know, I love broadcasting, talk about history and complaining a lot, taking calls, everything. But what about, you know, real solutions? I'm telling you, the system is definitely afraid of jury nullification. The British had to stop passing statutes during the pre-Revolutionary War days because juries all around the colonies were just not guilty, not guilty, everything not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. Screw it, nothing. Unless you can show some immediate victim, and nobody was out actively hurting each other. It's very rare. If you took the drug war out of it and the government warring against its people and all the false flag terror attacks that the special ops, units are willing to do, you know, for the greater good, bomb your own people for the greater good and all that stuff. If you removed all that, there's not much. People in society get along pretty well, but you got to take the drug war out of it. That's where the violence comes from. You have a giant prohibition going on. You have an Al Capone days going on right now under the drug war banner. And Sessions doesn't want to do anything except make it bigger, make the drug war more pervasive, go after more people's private property, steal more stuff under asset forfeiture and seizure, pack the private prisons more, and I know why. Because on our list last night, there it was, the retirement system of Alabama, where Jeff Sessions was the attorney general, and he collects a pension from his gig as attorney general for Alabama. He used to work there. He had a major state job. He gets probably a killer pension, probably a couple hundred grand a year from Alabama for being the attorney general there. And he'll get another pension out of his gig now, and he gets another one from when he was a federal judge. So he'll have 3, 4, maybe 5 pensions, all just like the lieutenant governor of New York. And so what does he want to do? So his retirement system check of Alabama is invested in Correction Corporation of America. It's torturing the Bundys as we speak. And do you think he wants the torture to stop? Do you think he wants to empty out the prisons and get all the nonviolent offenders out? People haven't gotten trial within 30 days or 90 days at the worst case, but a year, year and a half, and they still got the Bundys in there locked up with no trial yet. All this garbage making them wait. They got the bonded cases. They're making a fortune on out of the billing the prison, the prison expenses to the state taxpayer, and Jeff Sessions is getting a huge pension and Correction Corporation of America, that his retirement system of Alabama is invested in, is doing real well. They're making a lot of money torturing the Bundys as we speak. So this is why getting more of the same old scumbag, draining the swamp and refilling it with fresh feces is not a plan for restoring the republic. I hear some music. Is that true? I think we're going to take a break here, top of the hour. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. The swamp has been drained and refilled with fresh feces. Wonderful. The fresh feces are invested in the private prison facility that's torturing the Bundys as we speak. Pray for the Bundys and put pressure on your local witches court politicians. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. This is the American Awakening. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.